Hey, coming back into the third hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. E.J. Barton is my name, and we're here on this 30th day of September 2017. I've just lost Skype off the screen. I shall try and pull it back up here. It's coming back up in case I got any messages. We hope to be talking to Lark in Texas soon about the very, very complex and very confusing area for most people about communitarianism, and it's heavily disguised in multi-faceted areas: communism, socialism, and Agenda 21, which is the takeover, creep of local government. And refer to one thing there briefly about who owned the public utility in where Vincent Finelli was. He's NGOs, they call them here, non-governmental organizations, which are absolutely vile organizations set up to take over in the post-democratic era. That's what they're set up for. They're piling the people into them. And when democracy breaks down and society breaks down in a shocking recession, you'll have these NGOs, very much government-controlled, running just about everything. And they're that and the other device called PPIs, public-private partnerships, which have been building the hospitals in the UK for many, many years now at outrageous expense and cost to the public. It's just shocking. But I know people who are involved in that. But now the government is running out of cash so rapidly that the dependency level in the UK is sky high. It's a very noticeable aging population here, and Angela Merkel is using that for the reason for bringing in a million immigrants. It'll be okay if they're Eastern European people, but Middle Eastern people are not compatible with Germany, as proven by the election result there, whereby and by the way, Merkel has not been returned to government. She's still in government in a transition basis, but she has yet to form her new government, and she has now got 33% of the vote. Theresa May nearly lost it with 42% of the vote, the Conservative Party. The Labour Party got 40%, but we're about 50 seats down below the government level. But Merkel has 33%, and there are six political parties in Germany. And the Socialists said they're not going in coalition with her. That's Martin Schulz, who's exactly the same as her, believes in the same things. Two identical parties running around in two different liveries, you know, joke. And then this Alternative for Germany did very well. They got 94 seats out of 709-seat parliament. But there again, there's another thing that, again, the media just don't cover. 10% of the seats are list system seats. After the 670, I think, are elected, they're allowed to nominate another 10% pro rata, as a proportion of what they got already, of all sorts of political hacks on the list system. But Merkel is a long way from forming a new government. She's in transition and can stay in power, I think, for 2 or 3 months, but and then the President of Germany can make her resign. If she can't form a government, it has to give the opportunity to some other party. But this is not at all reported in the media in the United States. Angela Merkel is in transition. She came back with a much reduced majority, and 33% is not a mandate, but of course she would be in coalition with at least two other parties, making up 52% of the vote. But it's a multi-party system. There hasn't been a single party government in Germany since, I think, Billy Brandt way back in the 60s. That's the way it goes. But we are waiting for Lark in Texas to come on. I will see. Very good, very good. Okay, I didn't get a note on SMS, you see. Okay, we have Lark. Lark in Texas. How you doing, Lark?
I'm fine, TJ. How are you?
Oh, very good. Horse today and rambling through stuff here. there's bizarre. I'm really out of dog's dinner of different articles here, but I'm sure they put them in kind of a chronological connected way, but there's no way to connect some of them. But they're all, as you can hear, quite disturbed what's going on in the world. We live in a very, very, very disturbed world. and as saying, what you have been putting enormous work into over the years, I know people think it's a pedantic academic phrase. It's not. It's very, very real. This thing of communitarianism, which is disguised communism and fascism, just correct me as I hack through there. How would you describe it as, first of all, what's going on? I know it's a vast area, but it's a utterly deceitful phrase.
Well, you know, the quick definition is it's the scientific dictatorship of the community. But that word community itself is a loaded word, you know, much like the words free trade and free markets and the like, sustainable development. There's a whole lexicon of terms of art and words that are skillfully wielded in the frenetically paced world in which we find ourselves living in today, a world in which we have access to instant communication, and we consume more media than at any other time in recorded history. So it's easy to become overwhelmed. And of course, as we know, communitarianism is an eight-syllable word. The word communitarian is a six-syllable word. And, you know, in a world in which most of us that are ed up with this connection to media, I mean, this is just horrible. A six or an eight-syllable word that I actually have to practice pronouncing and even look it up. So, I mean, it's a terrible word, but it's designed. It's a system of governance or management. And it's a system which is designed to lead us into a state of learned helplessness.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing you can look up, learned helplessness. In other words, we keep fighting against this stimuli that we don't want to accept. We somehow are looking for an escape. And we're at the same time, we're consumed by it. And it's like death by a thousand cuts. We're constantly being stabbed, assaulted. And at some point, we can't fight back because we realize that nothing we can do will permit us to effectively fight back. This is what leading us into a state of learned helplessness is all about. And this is what communitarianism seeks to accomplish, and especially through its enforcement of communitarian law. This is what's happening in Europe. This is what's happening all over the world, right here in the States. So it's a difficult word to say and to pronounce, but you know something, you either want to know about the world you live in or you don't. And you're either curious or you're not.
People are confused. They're consumers and have consumer values. And the thing that I know is that over the years, I've lived in city and country equally over the years. I understand exactly what it's like living rural life and farming and city and all the rest. And I've traveled colossal miles as a rep on the road, dealing with commercial customers and all the rest, nearly a million miles. Anyway, watching the deterioration in people in terms of becoming consumer with their crappy consumer values, you know, the thing pick and mix sweets in the supermarket, they collect their opinions like pick and mix sweets, and the most appalling are the current rampaging lefty liberals in Britain under Jeremy Corbyn and in America, the Hillary Clinton Brigade and these snowflakes and millennials, who are, they're overloaded with propaganda. They have colossal information, but they're misinformed. Nobody deals with the fundamentals. That's basically, that's a fair saying. That's what you're saying, isn't it? It's a mega propaganda war.
It's another way of saying it. You know, you have to imagine what the ideal tyranny might look like. You know, or shall we call it a system of despotism or totalitarianism? It's a system in which words don't mean the same that you always thought they meant.
Oh, that's one of the most vicious, this political correctness and this new bring up LGBT, that you must be compliant, you can't criticize anybody, and because of 0.1% or transgender, we should turn our lives upside down. Of which toilets we go into? That's raging in Britain, and it's raging in America. I mean, it's insane.
Well, but it's more than that. I mean, like I said, there's an entire lexicon that's developed around this word communitarian. It's a new language. Words that you think mean one thing actually mean something else. And it's what Orwell referred to in an earlier time as doublethink or newspeak, thought crime. The language has been reinvented to accommodate this new parlance that I term or style communitarian code speak. And therefore, when people are addled because they do not know what's expected of them, they're flummoxed by the very nature of what's termed law. And, it flummoxes the mind and it addles the brain. It induces that state of learned helplessness. And so we get this sense that we're living, in effect, behind enemy lines. And the communitarians will tell you that, like communitarian Harvard professor Robert Putnam said in his book entitled Bowling Alone, you know, Americans back in the 50s used to join bowling leagues. And there was this sense of community, quote unquote, because people felt connected to their neighbors and they wanted to join in collectivist groups, you know, to join leagues and to go bowling. But somehow that all died out, and it's because, you know, we were too selfish and we were too individualistic. We were too much into me, me, me all the time. And so what the communitarians decided is that, well, we have to foster a new sense of community, because what's happened is that Americans in particular, they just have too much freedom. They have too much liberty. They're too persnickety, and they're quick to speak their minds. And somehow this is not a good thing, because now we no longer have, as they would style it, community. We don't have a sense of community. But along the way, community came to mean a whole lot more things than people themselves individually think it means. Mm-hmm. It means a whole host of things, because communitarianism is, as I said, a scientific dictatorship of the community. But we have to define that word community. We have to look to its etymology, and we especially have to explore its meaning in a communitarian age.
Which means government, state, and local in your face at every level, weaponizing law, your entire life living in society, legislated for at every level. It's gross overkill of legislation.
Well, what underpins the philosophy is something called the Hegelian dialectic. We know it as problem, reaction, solution. A problem comes up, and see, this is not just an external phenomenon. It's also an internal phenomenon. We recognize a problem, and we seek to overcome it. Therefore, we have a reaction to the problem. Okay? And cognitive dissonance arises when more than one solution arises, more than one possible solution arises to such a problem. So then you have that reaction. You take the path. You make a decision, and this can happen in a split second, because what you're looking for is a solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Well, the Hegelian dialectic also styles it in other ways. One way is you have a thesis, you juxtapose it or collide it with its opposite, its antithesis. And what you get is something which can be called a synthesis. It can also be styled as a compromise or a consensus of scientific or learned opinion. Now, this happens within the individual mind and within the collective hive mind. And see, propagandists, knowing this, they seek to steer the herd. And there's another word that's important to understand in today's world, and that's this word, cybernetics. Cybernetics comes from the word steersman or oarsman. The question arises, well, who controls your mind? Who directs your actions, your speaking?
Okay.
Your hearing and your smelling.
Yeah, staying on that point, wouldn't you say direct weapon they used is Common Core education as a form of community, which is about training a dog, basically. It's not about expanding the mind of a young person. It's telling them to memorize things and do what they're told, which is, they said, the Pavlovian system of training a dog. That's basically one major arm of communitarianism. Would you agree? A Common Core education.
Well, another way to put that is they teach you what to think and not how to think.
Yeah.
Because, see, it's called outcomes-based education. They want to prepare you for the workforce. And remember, communitarianism is a synthesis of the problem, whether you call it capitalism or communism, versus the antithesis, again, whether you call it communism or capitalism, and its synthesis is communitarianism. So in the world that we have today, we've got both. We've got communism, and we've got capitalism. But see, capitalism is really corporatism, because it doesn't matter what variant of socialism or corporatism you have a collectivist entity, and it's always ruled very much like a caste system. You know, the communists have their caste system. You know, from the top, it's the intelligentsia, the nomenclatura, the bourgeoisie, and the proletariat. But the capitalists also have their caste system. It starts with the shareholders. In communitarian parlance, it's the stakeholders. Then it's the board of directors. Then it's management. Then it's the workers or the laborers. And see, everybody is compartmentalized in such a world. It's a system of martial rule. It's like the military. Yeah. Everybody's on a need-to-know basis.
Okay. Just let me say this. It's the destruction of individuality and talent and creativity for the sake of the hive mind. Isn't that it? Like ants and bees, we're not meant to be individuals. The right to own property is that the individual liberty and freedom, the destruction of the individual.
Well, the communitarians will always tell you the community comes first. It came before the individual. You know, in a sense, they have a point. But, you know, on the other hand, there's another point to be made. You know, there's the individual first. The individual voluntarily or involuntarily joins a collectivist entity or a group. And what we have today is we have a education system where we learn nothing about our bodies and we learn nothing about the so-called law. You know, when we were growing up, you know, through secondary school, as you know, with the secondary education. And what we have instead is a system of socialization or indoctrination, 100%. And it's to prepare you for the workforce. Remember, the capitalists, so-called, are very much a part of the problem as the so-called capitalists.
Sure, sure.
But in each instance, it's the corporation which is a preferred business model for all socialist organizations.
Sure. Okay, hang on to that, and we go to the break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Back in the break of the second hour, and we're talking to Lark in Texas, who has studied profoundly and very deeply this subject of communitarianism, and is explaining it extremely well. And I'm sure we'll play this hour back many other times. It's fair to say, I'm saying that too often myself, but you know the saying, Lark, that most genuine medical people and psychiatrists who do know what they're talking about say, your average person hit with three crises together has a very serious risk of becoming mentally ill. But most people are struggling with seven or eight things like debt, health, their job, their income, and complying with the law. And if they lose one of them, their job, they're dealing with five or six crises, which is enough to buckle them. And that's what communitarianism is doing.
Well, and forgive me for saying so, but as far as psychiatrists are concerned, I consider them members of organized crime.
I know, I'm saying people who, I know a few who genuinely know how to analyze health people, good psychologists, actually, but oh, the psychiatrists are, you hear, this program has dealt with relentlessly the crimes of the pharmaceutical industry and psychiatry. I touched on a bit of it today. But most people are just on the edge of a crisis, like, you know, 75% of people say they work or don't have a $400 ready for a $400 crisis. So they'll be sunk into multiple crises and can't cope if they lose their income.
Well, the first mistake is even, you know, being in the same room with the psychiatrist. You would never actually. I have a sense that I'm surrounded by zombies and criminals every day, and so I don't. You know, I think of zombies. I mean, I think of zombies like I think of a rabid dog. Now, I feel really bad for the rabid dog because it might have been a pretty nice dog before it got sick. You know what I'm saying? And I have empathy, you know, for this poor dog. Just like I have empathy for this poor zombie. But, you know, it's kind of like when you're confronted by a rabid dog, I mean, what the hell are you going to do? Now, in my case, I want to avoid the rabid dog just like I want to avoid the zombie. And I have to step lightly around zombies because I don't know how they're going to react. You know, the same as a rabid dog that I encountered encounter along a pathway in the forest or on a city street. And as far as criminals are concerned, well, a lot of people are criminals and don't even realize they're criminals. That's a fact. Because you have to imagine a human populace, what's termed a society, as much rather like a perpetual motion machine. Imagine a Rube Goldberg fanciful drawing, a cartoonish like drawing of this fantastic machine. And it makes you laugh when you look at all the moving parts of this darn thing. Well, when you liken this machine to the people that run the world, you know, you have to realize that there's a lot of people that may not realize that they're actually part of a criminal cabal of some sort. And they are one of those moving parts of that machine. And I learned this French word. It's called engrenage from an attorney who has a blog, Robin Eubanks, InvisibleSurfsCaller.com. She wrote a book entitled Credential to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon, 5 stars on Amazon. And she's been on RBN a few times.
What's her name again?
Her name is Robin Eubanks. Eubanks. She's been on this network about 4 times. I think the first 2 times I brought her on. But, you know, she's a securities attorney. She lives in Atlanta. And she introduced me to this word called engrenage. It's a French word, and it's spelled E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, G as in George. R-E-N-A-G-E, engrenage. And roughly, it means gearing. Imagine 2 gear wheels in motion. And then also at the same time, look at the structure of your average corporation. Very often the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing, right?
I worked in multinationals, I know that. Yeah, okay. We're at the bottom of the hour break. Hang on there, and we'll then have the longer run the other side of the break, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey, coming back in after the bottom of the hour break and talking to Lark in Texas, and he's explaining with tremendous clarity this mechanism of entrapment on us all, communitarianism. Can I just add these two things? First of all, Lark, the BBC yesterday did a very kind of Mark Dice thing on the street. They were out in the streets of London with a modern transistor radio, and they handed it to about 10 or 15, 20 young people, asked them to turn it on. And only one person could turn it on and couldn't find the BBC on it because they don't use radios anymore, okay? A very telling point. But the major thing, and you can build this in later on or now, in the next financial collapse, which will is on its way and mega, it's going to be total, the power shifts, like it's 70, 80% there already, 100% almost, to the banks, the multinationals, and government. How do we break out of that?
Well, it you know, frankly, what's called money today is just another form of technology. It's a tool. And the truth is that we have freedom of choice whether to use that tool or not.
Where do we get freedom and liberty back to any degree in that situation?
Well, we just need to, first of all, define that.
Sorry, go ahead. How do we begin to take...
We have to define our terms, first of all. I mean, and frankly, the only one qualified to answer the question is the individual. You know, we have the ability to find out what these words mean if we're unclear. What is freedom?
Hold on. Here's the point of conflict on this argument, and we have an interesting discussion on. That's pedantic and academic in a crisis, in a financial and national crisis. Individuals can't be debating these pedantic points. With who do they debate them? Survival and taking your country back, so to speak, in relatively peace times. But in a mega crisis like what we will be in martial law, which they're going to call the continuity of government legislation, how do we collectively, the individual has to do it with its entire population, how can that be done?
Well, you'll have to forgive me. Please forgive me. First of all, when it comes to what's called the government, I mean, I don't have a government. I don't claim that the government is mine. Now, they might claim me, but I sure as hell don't claim them. I don't know anybody named the community. I don't know anybody named Uncle Sammy. I don't know anybody named We the People. You know, these might as well be ghosts. They're artificial constructs. I don't have any allegiance to somebody named We the People or anything like that. That's the way I look at it.
Okay. I'd say you're stopped.
As far as all this fear-mongering about what's going to happen when they collapse the financial system and all that, I really don't give a damn. I mean, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do. As individuals, no matter what.
And you're moving about and you're going out to, well, you have long-term 2 or 3 years food supply, 99% of people do not, and you're stopped at every other spot, papers, please, like Nazi Germany. How do you contend with that?
I don't think it's going to happen that way. The people are so totally enslaved right now. All of our so-called leaders are suffering from the Stockholm Syndrome. You know, they live in actual fear. I mean, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds. They're just not. You know, the people are enslaved.
Who are we talking about there? Who's the who here in this argument?
Yeah, all these fancy people that, you know, dance across the pages of our televisions and our newspapers, you know, that supposedly represent your interest or my interest. None of these people are qualified to represent my interest at all. Not a single one. The Pope, the Queen, Donald Trump,
sure.
I don't give a damn. The governor of Texas, none of these people are qualified to represent my interest, and they're not qualified to represent your interest either. It's just that simple.
Sure.
They're not qualified. I've never known the man or woman in my lifetime that was qualified to represent my interest, period.
Okay.
And if everybody else would examine that question, they would come up with the same answer.
Right, but I'm talking about who has control of the resources, the money, the power supply, the whole lot, and the rules of everything. How do you counter that?
You just have to realize that you have to realize, PJ, that you're surrounded by zombies and criminals, and be guided accordingly.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we talked about this the last time on the broadcast. You know,
I accept you're explaining it very well, but through stupidity, collectively, us, the population of Britain, the population of America, have given away power because we're not paying attention. That's a fair way of putting it.
Well, that happened long before this country was lost, and your country was lost long before you and I were born.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have a government. There is no such thing as a public office, and there's no such thing as public lands. It's gone. Reinventing government, do a search, reinventing government changed all that in the early 90s.
How about in Clark County, Nevada, who the ranchers, the only remaining family of the Bundys, and two of them are in jail, who have been driven off their land by the BLM, by government, effectively. How can you say that there is no government and there is no power outside of yourself when that is the case?
There are some individuals that represent private agencies that incrementally over time denied those ranchers grazing rights in violation of an agreement that was reached perhaps 100 years ago.
I know, but the advance of the state has encroached, and destroyed that part of Nevada, because they're the mining, we know the mining rights underneath, that's what they're after. They're trying to drive them off it. But they have, they're, through hookah by crook and total criminality, the government and the BLM have done that. How do you
well,
stop
here's, that? Well, here's the reality. American people today are
by your own mind. Physically turning this around, how do you do it?
Well, first of all, the American people are beggars, squatters, and interlopers on this land, this territory. And they've been that way since the beginning. We've never had a lodeal title to property, nobody in this country.
I know.
That you and I know, or have ever met. We don't have property rights today. You know, we've literally become, and we don't have our own money. We've never been sovereign. We've never been independent. We need to grow up.
We've no, never we're been third, let's stay on this. Stay on that. We're third-rate prisoners of a type for that. We're not actually in a prison, but we're very close. So how do you turn it around?
You have to do it by degree. You have to reverse engineer how you got into this mess.
I know, but it's a long haul to turn it around. Unless
as far as I'm concerned, there is no we, okay, about anything, you know. There's the relationships with the people that you care most about. You reach out to others the best way that you can.
You'd perish. In a crisis, you have to have some kind of groups of people working together to survive and throw off the yoke of the tyranny that caused it. How do you do that?
Well, let me tell you something. This life is one of abundance. It's not one of scarcity. It's only the fearmongers that are trying to tell you this life is one of scarcity. The evidence is all around you. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't live in fear. I'm not going to allow myself to be fearful. Just because
I'm not promoting fear by saying this, but by virtue, you know, I think I've read up many times, 33% of Americans supposedly are looking forward to being microchipped. But I'm saying they're a write-off straight away. The rest of them are on SSRI drugs. The rest of them are smug, conceited people, probably 20% who are earning good money. So there's a very small percentage of the population that are prepared to fight back. Right?
Well, you can only do it from one moment. PJ, you can only do it from one moment to the next. Okay, and you know, you have to live in this moment. And yes, it's useful to prepare. You know, any thoughtful person would. You know, I myself know I'm going to eat for the next 6 months. And if somebody came and stole all my food tomorrow, I'm still going to eat for the next 6 months. But you know, come hell or high water, by hook or by crook. You know, we live by our wits in every moment anyway. Okay, but as far as listening to a damn thing that comes across the Talmud vision, I don't. I don't watch it. I laugh at these people. I mean, I don't want to know them. They just, you know, I despise them. I don't want to know anybody that's ever been on a TV. I don't want to know them. And most of the people that write for newspapers, I mean, they're just shills or dupes. You know, they're low-rent opportunists. They're careerists. They're credentialists. You know, they're status seekers. I mean, I don't care about these people. I mean, I don't hate them, but I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, I don't care what Donald Trump says. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I don't care what, you know, the mayor of Paris, what he says. I really don't. I care about what my neighbor thinks, you know. I care about what my dogs think, you know, the people that are closest to me. But, I mean, these are people, I don't know them, and they sure as hell don't represent me.
Sure.
You know, I'm really not, as far as the travails of the world, I'm just simply trying to get the word out about the reality of communitarianism. and the reality that we live under communitarian law. And I've written two pieces, you know, I condensed them as best I could, you know, after more than 10 years of research, and both of them are published only at RBN right on the homepage under columnist. They're right there. And you know, I have a certain loyalty to the listeners of this network. I've been associated with it for several years now. And so when I send it out as a blast email, you know, to a couple hundred people, John Stadmiller asked if he could publish it. And I said, why not? Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
But the bottom
we
line
have a
is...
caller.
Then,
yep.
Please, go ahead.
We have a caller... Probably most likely have the question for you. We have Tommy in Tennessee. How are you doing, Tommy?
Hey, good evening, fellas. Just fine, thank you. And yourself?
Good, good, good. Yeah, we have Lark here talking. You got a question for Lark, yeah?
No, Lark, is that you? I didn't catch that. Yeah, Lark? Like,
gentlemen,
happy as a lark?
Yeah, he is that too, but he's been speaking to this agenda of communitarianism for this hour. So tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, no, I just thought I'd chime in. I like what you're saying there, Lark. I totally understand and agree. You know, just things come to my mind. I was preparing something to eat there, and I had to stop and say, oh, he's touching on some things there, so... you know, he's right. There is no government. If you believe there is a government, then your thinking and your believing is in vain, because it's all fiction, and we're dealing with a fiction.
Addressing the two, the same fiction can do a lot of damage to us, and has done, and is continuing to until it's. Totally reformed. The word reform is a relevant word. It's one of the few words in the English language to have a bit of power, which we don't use, but how to reform ourselves and the system, right?
Well, yeah, that's
doing
true. However, the fiction is not real people. The people are trying to have intercourse with a fiction entity that has faces. There are men and women who work for the fiction, representatives of the fiction. However, when you're dealing with them, it's still fiction. Fiction commerce, fiction money, to pay fiction bills. And if individual does not...
Let Lark speak to that then. Okay, Lark, is there anything you want to add to that?
I'd like to complete my thought, but you go ahead and interrupt me. Go ahead.
The caller speaking accurately. You know, we're you know, everybody in a professional capacity, in their interactions with other people, with other things. I mean, we're all actors. Everybody's an actor. You know, the guy works for the telephone company. Well, he's acting on behalf of the interests of the phone company, according to his job description and what he's told by his boss, how he should perform his duties. But please continue, caller.
Yes. Very good, very good. This is my one of my favorite topics. I could just go on. I don't want to, you know, but to try to make something clear here, because it's going to come out. I don't know even where to start. There's so many things running through my head, but to keep it simple, as we was talking. Speaking upon this, very relevant. We have a disassociative identity disorder here, and you're right. It's the Stockholm syndrome that we're sympathizing with the victimizer. We're victimized, and we're sympathizing with the victimizers, the government. The elite, our overlords, the authority that we've given away to someone outside of ourselves that we do not know, that does not have our best interests at heart, because they've got on the TV and told us a bunch of pretty things, and nothing ever changes. Same day, same, you know what, Groundhog Day. You got a lot of people out here that are all good people and very intelligent, and however, they're still participating in the crimes against humanity by consenting to all this and giving their valuable, considerable energy, charge, capacity to a fiction who does not exist. And everybody has been hoodwinked beyond all of us until you could wait, you could see this, that the identity of the individual, each one of us, each one counts for one and one alone. And together we make the difference. And so we've got to pull back as much as humanly possible from that which is fiction.
We have to go to a break, and okay, we have another caller after the break, but we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we'll come straight back in on the last few minutes of the program. I'll just say to Tommy, we've another caller, and we're running out to the end of time, near the end of the program. You just want to conclude quickly on that, your last few thoughts.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Let's see. I was just saying at the end there that, you know, speaking from my own experience, and is that you can't win by fighting anything. You have to bring in the harmony, Harmony, and you have to pull back from which that is stop participating in that which is fiction and false, and that is our lives. It's all wrong. Everything we know is wrong. So we have to pull back and have this. How our lives have been stolen is our time. Our time has been stolen to figure all this out. And unfortunately, it's not comfortable or a familiar saying to pull back from all that which is familiar. But you got to want it, and people do. And so, go ahead.
Yeah. No. Okay. So, I got you finished. Okay. We'll finish.
Very good points, I would say. We might want to look into this phenomenon called oppositional defiance disorder, or OD, and also look at this phenomenon that's been styled continuous partial attention, lindastone.net. I mean, this woman ought to know. She was an IT executive for 20 years. So, I mean, the world has changed, and this high-tech world has what mightily helped usher it in.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, Tommy, we've got to move on. We've got another caller for Lark. Fred of Michigan, okay?
Well, hey there. Hey,
Fred, yeah.
There is a functional solution. A court case, 1986, Bauscher v. Sinar, 1986, Supreme Court ruled that U.S. Congress has no authority to delegate away their mandated fiduciary duties, responsibilities, i.e., the substance-based monetary system, gold, silver, coinage. The Federal Reserve Act is a total perverse violation, a treasonous act. The Supreme Court in as much said so. There's also, EJ, there's a website, Keys to Liberty in the digit 2.wordpress.com. Keys to Liberty, digit 2.wordpress.com. David Merrill, a tax attorney, successfully litigated against the Federal Reserve to force disclosure over the fact that any Federal Reserve branch bank has to exchange FRNs for constitutional money like silver certificates. So there are.
I have to let Lark answer that and then finish up. Okay, Lark.
I would love for people to demonstrate that this actually works. I mean, I'd be delighted, you know. But in the meantime, I keep a low profile. I don't do business with banks. I don't own any property, and that's just the way it is. But I would urge the listeners to learn about communitarianism and just go to the RBN homepage and read those two articles, and perhaps we can have further discussions. I think that might be fruitful.
Absolutely. No, that's very good. Thank you indeed, Lark. We need 2 or 3 hours on this next time, but we've run out of time, and it's fair to say we'll be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.